Please be seated. I like the story of the wise men or the magi, because for me, what they do and what they experience is not impossible for us to learn from their example and to follow. There's lots of great people in our scriptures for us to strive to be like. But to me, the Magi were like regular people. They weren't specially chosen. They didn't receive special gifts. The Magi are more like us than we are like Mary or the prophets or those other folks listed in the Bible. The Magi were scholars. They studied the scriptures. They were steeped in the scriptures. They dedicated their lives to following God's word. They knew God's word, and they awaited the prophecy. They weren't just scholars, though. They didn't have their heads stuck in the books, so to speak. They weren't people who could just recite for you any scripture available. The Magi people were people who were out and about, living among God's word, seeking to find God's presence, observing God's prophecies, witnessing God's word in action. And while journeying and observing, they were willing to take a risk, a chance. They were eager to prove what they knew the scriptures prophesied, but they were people who were also willing to be proven wrong. I guess you could say they had open minds about how God's prophecies were going to evolve. In their journey, they didn't just rely on themselves for the right answers. They sought advice. They interacted with the world around them. They observed what people were believing and looking for. And they sought guidance from people other than themselves. They even sought guidance from people who always weren't looking out for their best interest, like King Herod. King Herod was the star of the show. When he heard that the Magi were in town, he thought they were coming to seek him. And when they did come to seek him, Herod sadly discovered that they were actually seeking someone who was going to be more than Herod. Herod's plan was to use the Magi for his own gain. And then once the Magi did confirm what had been prophesied, they didn't stop there. They didn't give up. They didn't put to rest everything that they had been seeking. They kept listening. They kept seeking. And in doing so, they listened to the vision from the angel that led them away from King Herod. We have a small group that's been reading through a book called The Story over the last few months. We started last summer. We're still in the Old Testament. But it's a condensed version of the Bible. And we've been reading all of these stories in the Old Testament about people who have been given prophecies, who have been spoken to by an angel, and they hear God's word, and they get stuck in this narrow road that they can't see anything else going on around them, that eventually they end up going against God's word because they get so wrapped up in that one thing that they've been told. They become blind to what's going on in the world around them. But the Magi weren't like those Old Testament prophets. They came to see the prophecy foretold. They paid their homage. They presented their gifts that represented the majesty and the prophecy of Christ. And then they continued observing and listening to God's word. They didn't build a temple to worship this baby. They didn't even build an altar or create a shrine. They did what they came to do. And then they continued on their journey. They continued seeking God's presence in the world. To me, the Magi represent a realistic way of living, a way of devoting our lives to God and not losing sight of God's bigger picture. We study the scriptures, we hear God's word, and we continue to reflect on what that word means for us today. We can stick our head into the scriptures. There are many people who do. And if we do that and only look at the scriptures, we risk being heretical. We risk being the ones who say it all but can't relate to any of it because we're out of touch with reality. We can twist the scriptures to work for the agendas that we put into play. Or, like the Magi, we can continually seek guidance. We can continue to hear what is out there. We can continue to be in relationship with people in the world and continue striving for God's guidance. We, like the Magi, also must take a chance on what we believe on a regular basis. When we're faced with trauma or scientific proof, we have to be open-minded about what we believe, and we have to be willing to let our beliefs evolve, willing to admit that we don't have all the answers, that we don't know God's plan for us. But the greatest part that we can learn from the Magi is how they didn't stop their journey once they saw the baby Jesus. We don't stop our journey either. We witness God's work every day in our lives, and we don't stop. God's word was written for us long ago. Christ was born and died long ago. But it's not all just history. Our journey doesn't end with the baby or with the death of Jesus. We need to continually be observing God's presence around us, witnessing to God's work in the world, and being open to God calling us at any moment to follow the star or the angel or whatever way God is trying to get our attention. Let the story of the wise men, of the Magi, open our hearts and our minds to the many ways that God works in us. Let the Magi keep the door open for us, knowing that regardless of whether we have the scriptures right or wrong, God is very present in our lives and always working to get our attention. Amen.